From Hollywood, California, USA, it's Jubilee. Well, clap hands, man. It's Jubilee time, that great musical convention. And this is High laying off for the summer from the Bob Hope Show. Aberback telling you that all your representatives are here that you voted for by letter. They're the pick of the nation, and there ain't none better. Number one.
We're happy to be here, the trumpet and me. Yours very truly, Ray Anthony.
Number two.
We'll try to sing away your troublesome cares. This is old Judd Conlon.
And the River Bears.
Number three.
I agreed to serve when I was called. Hi, cats. This is Georgie All.
And with Michel Perrier and his orchestra, this convention's going to be a jubilee. Yeah. And now, as the temporary chairman of this musical convention, I hereby recognize a gentleman from Ohio, the Honorable Ray Anthony, the young man with a horn, who will sound the keynote message. Solid, Ray. From their enthusiasm, I gather that the delegates got your message.
Good. If there's anything I can do to help, just tell them to come to me.
Well, naturally, the people will always bring their problems to Mr. Anthony. I say, are you the guy that spends most of his time listening to complaints from a lot of women?
Oh, no, that's Phil Spatonley.
No. No, Ray, you don't understand. I'm talking about the guy who's mixed up with marriage troubles all the time.
Oh, you mean Artie Shaw.
This convention...
Mr. Chairman.
Now, who's that addressing the chair?
A delegation from California. Judd Conlon and the Rhythm Heirs.
Judd Conlon and the Rhythm Heirs. The chair is happy to see this son of California.
Mr. Chairman, California would be happy to see the son, too.
Mr. Conlon, you're out of order. Nobody's supposed to get bigger laughs than the chairman. Now, what's on your mind?
The delegation from California would like to offer a plank in our platform. This plank has to do with a law against birthdays.
You will please state this in detail to the convention at large.
Happy on birthday to you. Happy on birthday to you.
Mother dear, yes, McMillan. What's an un-birthday? What's an un-birthday? Well, I'm glad. Tell a statistic boo-boo that you one birthday, one birthday every year. But there are 364 un-birthdays. That's why we're gathered here to cheer. A very merry un-birthday to you, to you. A very merry un-birthday to you, to you. It's great to drink to someone, and I guess that you will do. A very merry un-birthday to you.
A very merry un-birthday to us, to us. A very merry un-birthday to us, to us. Objections, let it be unanimous. A very merry
unbirthday
to us.
A very merry unbirthday to me.
To who?
A very merry unbirthday to me.
To you?
Why, sure. Now let's all congratulate me with a present, I agree. Tee-hee, happy unbirthday to me. Now, it really would be pleasant if you sent a little present to me, to me. Now, don't be apprehensive. It won't have to be expensive, you see. For me.
How's about a 20-carat diamond ring?
That was simply to a T. Tee-hee. Merry unbirthday to me.
A very, very unbirthday to all, to all. Very, very unbirthday to all, to all.
Let's have a celebration.
I remember when a hall. Very, 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 very unbirthday.
Very well presented. And now, ladies...
Excuse me. I'd like to address this convention.
Address this convention? Why, you want to mail it someplace? Who are you?
Giorgio.
Giorgio. Well, welcome, Mr. Rawl. That's a beautiful saxophone you've got there.
Thank you. Who are you?
I'm high.
Well, go home and sleep it off.
No. That's my name.
What's your name?
Hi, Mr. Rawl.
Hi, mister. What did you say your name was?
Well, listen, brother, my name is High. Everybody knows me by that name from the famous radio and television show that I work on.
What radio and television show?
Hopes.
Oh, hi, Hopes. I've heard of you.
You're not the delegate from Puerto Rico, are you?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to play my sax.
All right. What number would you like to do?
I'd like to do On the Alamo.
All right. What number would you like to do On the Alamo?
It's a new choral record.
Well, how do you know all this, Judd?
Well, you see, Georgie and my rhythm heirs sort of got together and caucused on that one.
Oh, you think people would have other things to do than go around caucusing on records? Go ahead, play.
When the moon swings low. Away by the garden gate.
The chairman will yield to the lady from California. In fact, this chairman will gladly yield to any lady. What is it, honey child?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that this convention give a unanimous vote of confidence to the Jubilee Letter Writing Contest entitled What America Means to Me.
Well, gladly, Lily Jean, and we also extend a vote of thanks to all of those who've written in and urge them to continue writing. We're going to read one of the winning letters tonight, but first, we have some unfinished business to take care of by Ray Anthony, Georgie Auld, and all the delegates.